Allison Curtis with you today, FM Weekend Breakfast. As promised, Chef Shane Smith is in studio with a beautiful cake. Shane, it looks like you can't eat it because it's like a piece of art.
Do you know what? It's all about the little finishings on top, a few little petals, a few little berries. But yeah, I just whipped that up this morning. I can't.
Did you really do it just this morning?
No.
Okay.
I made it last night, but decorated it this morning before I left the house. So,
oh,
yes.
Wow. And you came from Cavan, of course,
yes,
this morning. So just as a reintroduction, I was thinking about this because I was telling my friend who's over from London last night about my guest coming on air, and she's like, oh yeah, I remember him loads on your stories. So it really, the first time you were on the show was probably 6 years ago.
It probably would be, I'd say, at this stage.
And you helped me through, and families that listened to the show, through a time when we were, what are we going to do with ourselves? We're indoor, we're isolating, all that kind of stuff.
There was so much baking done back then.
But the reaction to what you did with us was amazing.
Yeah. And it kind of kicked off then. I'd always kind of done a few bits on socials and shared recipes and all that. But really, around that time, it really escalated. Coming on the show and being able to share recipes and look at all the amazing pictures that were sent in from all the kids all over the country.
It's just incredible.
I still maintain the Cavan, well, not the Cavan, the county colours that we had. That was a thing that we set 1 week. That was so, people were submitting cakes with different coloured berries and everything. It was brilliant.
And that was incredible. Yeah. So you've gone on, I want to, before we talk about the book, to do your online cookery school as well. Yeah.
So that's, that was something back, I think maybe 2022/2023. There's a demographic of people, and still is a demographic of people that are comfortable at home, that want to kind of bake in the comfort of their own kitchen as well. So that's something I do. I kind of run a private members club. That's once a month. But then there's just monthly classes then as well. Now, the last couple of weeks have been busy.
So
everything's kind of on pause at the moment. But when the dust settles in a week or so, I'll be back into that again. And it's brilliant.
So you've created your own space there to work from.
That's my little test kitchen. And that's where I do all my recipe testing and recording. And that space is lovely because you're able to go in, close the door, and just forget about everything and be like, right.
It does look lovely as well.
It's nice. Yeah, well, do you know what?
I invite myself up.
I always say this, if people could only see around the lovely cake that I take a picture of, because there's piles of dishes piling up taller than me. And I'm like, okay, they only need to see the nice things.
Yeah. So this is great. So Loaf Tin Bakes, it is a beautiful book. And two things about it. I like how generous you are with explaining the ways of doing things.
Thank you.
And that it's accessible.
Yes. And I suppose really when I had the initial meeting with Gil and we were thinking about doing something together book-wise, they said to me, you know, the famous, come back with something with a hook that people are going to really kind of resonate with as well. And I always think back, every time I make beautiful big chocolate cakes and put them up on Instagram and you get about 4 likes and then you're like, oh my God, that took me 3 days. And then I'd share a recipe of a lemon drizzle or a coffee cake. People just absolutely love the simplicity ease. So that little seed was planted in the back of my mind. So I came back with the idea of just doing a cookery book, which hasn't been done here or in the UK before, solely on just loaf tins.
Wow.
So, they love the idea, thankfully, and we ran with it, and it's been a little passion project now for the last year and a half. But it started off with about 180 recipes initially, testing and double making sure, and we whittled it down to 80 recipes in the book. So
it's divided into like savoury. I want to try the apple crumble one. I actually was going to do that over the weekend, but something else came up last night in the form of a restaurant. That was a lot of fun. But that looked amazing.
And again, it's a nice simple one, and really the whole idea I think was to be able to have cakes that you could make in a mixing bowl and a wooden spoon, pop it into the tin. I always say when I open a recipe book and I see 20 ingredients or chill overnight, I'm like, nope, next recipe, I move on. So I really wanted something that was fun, accessible. My brother and his wife were always messaging, oh, there's a bake sale on tomorrow at lastminute.com. So this is for those people as well, that there's nice kind of easy handy fridge, no bake recipes. There's savoury garlic dough balls, pizza bread,
squirrels. I want to make those.
Yeah, so there's a lot of a mix in there of sweet and savoury, but even for myself, I didn't realise how many things you can actually make in a loaf tin.
Yeah.
Like it's amazing.
I love, so you invited me kindly to a launch, was that last week or the week before?
2 weeks ago,
on the vintage tea bus. But one of the things you said was your learning curve with putting this book together, going, that's grand, I submitted everything, and then
God,
it all came back and you had to do edits.
But people
don't know the amount of work
that
goes into it.
It was such a body. I think it's the one of the hardest but most enjoyable things I've ever done. But the amount of work that went into it, like I was saying, that I wrote all the recipes, wrote all my little intros, and then just click send. I'm like, well, that wasn't too bad. And then I got an email back from the copy editors, and it was like I'd written the whole thing with a crayon. I was like, Shane, okay. She's like, mix it for how long with what? And these little things where I was just presuming people may know, and she's like, no, you need to kind
explain
of really
it.
Explain it in detail. So that for me was about taking a step back and really delving into explaining everything in loads of detail, but still keeping it simple. It's a happy balance.
And you have, and again, I'd be the exact same. If you have this huge list for savory, for food, for everything, of what to buy, you're like, okay, so I have to buy a saffron stick now, and am I ever going to use this again?
it's Wednesday night at 9:30. Where am I going to get saffron?
So it's nice that it is like very simple ingredients. 0874-100-102. Please tell Shane that we have just baked, just today, his lemon and blueberry cheesecake loaf this morning for my mom's birthday, says Lachlan and Irla.
Oh, that is so nice
to
hear.
That one sounds delicious as well, definitely.
It's really good. That still gets me every single time. You can do the book and you can do all the work involved, but when you get a message from somebody that says that they've made your recipe, that still gives me butterflies. It's so lovely to hear.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. And the other thing, Shane, you brought in obviously that stunning chocolate loaf as well, but like traditional breads and brown breads, like there is something about making it yourself and not store-bought if you have the time.
Yeah.
It just feels like an accomplishment.
It really is. I think that there's a couple of breads in the bread chapter, obviously. Like there's a Guinness treacle bread, but that wholemeal brown bread. Yeah. And it literally is everything into a bowl, mix it and bake it. It's nice and simple. But I think if you do have time, what I used to do in restaurants before, I used to pre-weigh all my dry ingredients and leave it in a tub. And then all you'd have to do is add in your buttermilk or something. Yeah. So you can make it easy. But yeah, the brown bread, porridge loaves, treacle loaves.
I want to try that one as well. I want to try them all.
You're going to have a busy month ahead.
I know, seriously. So Loaf Tin Bakes, and it's out there now and people can enjoy it and get it and pick it up. And where are you off to now then?
I'm going to go around a couple of bookstores and do a couple of bits of signings and all that. So I still feel so strange going into shops going, can I write on the book please?
my book.
I'm going to do that for the rest of the day.
So we've got two copies you've signed already to give away. 0874-100-102. What will we ask people to do? Text in the word loaf?
That'll work for me.
Okay, loaf in your own name and county. 0874-100-102. Thank you so much for coming
in. As always.
Are you happy to have a little Madonna now?
Always.
We were just talking about her performance at Coachella with Sabrina Carpenter. Like a Prayer on Today FM. Life is a
mystery. Weekend Breakfast with Alison Curtis. Saturday from 8 and Sunday from 9 on Today FM.